more than a car without a steering wheel. So come that way.
All right. What is the room at the top of the house, just end of the roof?
The attic.
And the room that you cook in?
Kitchen.
Do you do your own cooking these days, David?
Sure.
You good cook?
I like to think so, yeah.
Okay. Do you, I don't know about your apartment, but do you have a little room off the kitchen where you keep canned goods or extra dishes or
no.
anything like that? What do you call a room like that? If you had one.
Gosh, I don't know. You might call it a pantry. I don't know.
Very good. When you get together a lot of worthless old things, what do you call those things? That you're going to throw away or give away?
I would probably call it junk and crap.
Okay. in your house or your parents' house, was there any kind of room where odds and ends were stored?
No, my mother was a fanatic on orderliness and cleanliness, and you know, you just didn't do that. Your bed had to be made every day, and everything had to be put away and the garbage empty before you went out and played. I think I resented this a lot, but no, we didn't really ever have a junk room or whatever.
All right. If you're sweeping up the floor, vacuuming and whatnot, what do you call that activity collectively?
I would call it vacuuming.
All the activities involved.
Cleaning up.
That's fine.
Well, you use that for it.
Careful about that. You're checking up on me, David.
No, that's what I call.
What do you use to sleep?
Broom.
Mm-hmm. That traditionally, women used to have certain days for doing certain household chores. You remember the old rhyme about what do they do on Monday usually?
What the women do on Monday usually? I have no idea.
Let's see. If you did, what would you call a place? Well, what do you call the place where you had your shirts down?
My kitchen. That's where my wife
is. You're doing yourself?
That's where my, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I do my own laundry, except what needs to go to the dry cleaners or the laundry.
Very
good. I call it either.
Very good.
Dry cleaners and laundry.
How do you get from the first floor to the second floor in this house?
You go up the stairs.
Good. Did your parents' house have an area in front where you could sit outside and put chairs out?
No.
But what would you call that?
You'd call it a porch, but that most of the homes around here, you have that in the back. Now, the first house we lived in, we did have a porch in the front, screened in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a lot. You find that a lot more in the older houses now. Now you have your porch and patio.
What is there any difference
between, a porch
between
and
the porch and the patio?
Yeah, I think not really, but historically, I guess you would find that the porch would be possibly screened in, whereas the patio more open.
Are there different activities in the two places?
No.